right, moving on to item 16, consider and take possible action to amend the Retirement Board's regulations. And Karen, I believe you are shepherding this item today.
Yes, thank you. We have a number of amendments to the board's regulations for the board's consideration today. You have a memorandum that summarizes those, as well as a copy of the regulations with the proposed changes. For the subject of meetings, there is a clarification proposed that the order of business at board meetings be set by the chairperson and the CEO, and that the chairperson may modify the order of business at their discretion at any time during the course of the board meeting. The next change is to specify that the agenda may provide for time limits on any item, including public comment, and that the chairperson may establish reasonable time limits on discussion items during the course of the meeting. There is a proposed addition that in the second meeting of the month, the board add provisions to discuss unfinished administrative business as well as new administrative business. And there was a request to have the board discuss the frequency of board meetings and provide direction on that topic. And I know Gail has some comments about that particular item, so I'll turn it over to Gail.
Yes, thank you, Karen. Since we are having the board consider these changes to the board regulations, and as Karen mentioned, there are some possible changes to the order of business of the second meeting, it prompted possibly a discussion by the board or comments about if there's a desire of the board to possibly modify the board calendar. And instead, most months, currently, there are two board meetings a month. I know December typically has one, and from time to time we'll cancel meetings, like the July 28th meeting, the next board meeting was canceled. And so there hasn't been a discussion by the board since I've been around at CICERA. So I thought, while we're talking about what's being included on meeting agendas and such, that, you know, if there's a temperature of the board to keep it the way it is, or if there's some folks that feel like the plan might be better served by having one meeting month versus the two, if there's any desire in either direction, just a discussion point if the board so desired.
I prefer to two meetings a month. I think things come up that could be added to the next agenda. And if we only had one meeting a month, then that could really delay items that need to be addressed. So I like it the way it is.
And I prefer two shorter meetings than one very long meeting, just because of my other meeting schedule. I typically have afternoon meetings that conflict with CICERA when we run over too late. But I am always one, when we don't have enough material that justifies having a second meeting, I think we could leave it to your discretion to consolidate to one meeting in a given month if we don't have more than 3 to 4 hours worth of business that needs to be taken. So I would love to give you that latitude where we can calendar two meetings, but in your discretion, if you find that you could consolidate all that you needed to in one meeting, let's go ahead and do that.
I agree.
I also agree.
Seeing a lot of nodding heads in concurrence, so that seems to be the sense. Does that sufficiently give you the thought, Gail, in terms of what the sentiment is?
Yeah, that's helpful. And I think that if you know, as we go forward, if we're seeing that we're regularly canceling one of the meetings, then that might be a discussion at that time. But for now, that's helpful. Thank you.
And I will just throw in my two cents. Third Wednesdays, I typically have LAFCO. Today, it got canceled for lack of agenda items. So I would prefer to see it on the first Wednesday as opposed to the third if we're going to have one really, really long meeting. But that's just my preference.
And on the administrative side, I think it would be the first meeting that we would keep if we were to go back to one meeting. So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Yep. Excellent. Any other thoughts or comments on the item?
I'm prepared to move the recommendation that we approve this for consideration by the Board of Supervisors.
Your second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to consider and take action to amend the board's regulations in conformance with the proposal you have before you. So on the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
Excellent. Motion carries 9-0. Thank you, everybody.
Just for clarification of the record, I'd like to make sure we acknowledge that we're approving it for subsequent consideration by the Board of Supervisors.
Yes, there's this, there is a provision in CERL that subjects this change. I tend to think it's an historical vestige, but the statute says what it says. So when we amend the Board of Regulations, the Board of Supervisors has to review that change and approve it in order for it to be
done. I have the feeling it will just go right on consent, and that would be my recommendation to request it go on consent. And I don't anticipate it needing to go through our Internal Operations Committee or any other body to try to review it any further.
The ball's in your account.
No. Let me know, Gail. I don't know who your regular contact is it's probably just Jamie to get something on the calendar. You could just tell her that I recommend that we just put this on consent.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. So any more on item 16 or cleanup or following? Looks not. All right.